invite you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as the star. Basco left Italy to start his new life in America. He promised his mother that he would write and tell her about his adventures. So now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes to Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, most wonderful thing about America is the system of transportation they got here. Like a fella has told me, Luigi, in America is nothing easier than to get taken. If you want to go someplace, they got streetcars, buses, taxis, subways. And yesterday I'm even reading the paper how one fella is across the whole country by tram. Of course, the fastest way to travel here is by airplane. You should see those airplanes, Mamma Mia. All day long, they're flying over Chicago. And I know they all are going to Washington. Because every time I'm a look up, it's a say on the plane, DC-6. Next, the fastest thing to airplane in Chicago is the taxi. No, I make a mistake, Mamma Mia. Faster than a taxi is a pedestrian. He's got to be faster, or sooner would there be no pedestrians on it. But I'm not trusted the taxi. So, Mamma Mia, I'm going to use the transport of the other transportation system right now, and I'm going to go to my night school of class and take a bus. America, I love you. You like a papa to me. From ocean to ocean. Ah, here comes my bus. Good evening, Mr. Bus Driver.
All right, step up and have your dime ready.
Sure, here.
10 pennies. Everybody's got 10 pennies, 2 nickels, a dollar. Nobody's got dime.
But a penny. Pennies, that's a good American money.
I know. Here's your dime.
Thank you.
Put it in the slot.
All right. Oh.
Well?
It's a fall on the floor. I'm going to find it here.
All right. Now step to the rear of the bus.
But,
well, what do you want now?
Please, I'm like a transfer.
Anything to aggravate me. Here's your transfer.
Thank you.
That's 2 cents. Well?
Please, you better change it for a quarter.
When it comes to transfers, I never got pennies. Only nickels, dimes, quarters. Here's your change.
Thank you.
And step to the rear of the bus!
Mr. Bus Driver.
What's the matter now?
All the people that pushed up together in the back of the rear. There's nobody in the front.
I like it that way. Now step to the rear of the bus.
All right, sir. Please, Mr. Bus Driver, I'm not meant to fall down, but the bus is started suddenly.
Who started suddenly? You trying to say on account of me you fell to the floor?
I'm not saying. Oh.
What's the matter?
My thumb is hurting me.
Oh, building up a case, huh?
Oh, please, I'm not building anything. I'm just to go to school.
Well, you ain't going to get away with it. I got 300 witnesses in the back of this bus. What's your name?
Luigi Basco. What do you want my name for?
Your address.
21 on the Hollister Street. Oh, my thumb is hurting.
Stop appealing to the people! Ladies and gentlemen, you all witnessed what happened. Will you please pull out these cards?
Mamma mia, all because I'm on a step to the rear of the bus.
Hello. class. Quiet, please. I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Present.
Mr. Harwood?
Present.
Mr. Olson?
Present.
Mr. Schultz?
Birthday cake.
Mr. Schultz, why do you say birthday cake?
The three presents, I figure there must be a party.
Mr. Schultz, you're acting silly.
Then somebody spiked the punch.
Oh, thank you, fellow Hoobers. Who would I be a sensation in television? Milton Schultz.
Mr. Schultz, please. Now, class, tonight we're taking up that grammatical part of speech known as the object. Now, who can give us a sentence with an object?
I can.
All right, Mr. Horowitz, what is the sentence?
I object.
No, Mr. Horowitz, that's not what I want. Now, can anybody else in the class give me an example of an object?
If no one else can, Miss Balding, I will gladly give you 50 sentences containing objects.
And I hope everyone falls on him.
What a schmarkopf.
I know you can, Mr. Olson, but perhaps first someone else would like to try. Mr. Basco, you haven't said anything. Suppose you give us a sentence with an object in it.
Step up to the rear of the bus.
Well, that's very good. What's the object?
My thumb.
Your thumb? How did your thumb get into this?
Bus is a stop and I'm a fall on it.
What? Mr. Basco, you're not making much sense.
Yeah, that's what I like about Luigi. Good old-fashioned, honest stupidity.
Wait a minute. Maybe Luigi is trying to tell us something.
Sure, by jumping Yemeni, his thumb is really swollen.
Yeah. That's right, Miss Balding. And if you don't mind, I'm likely to go home in a socket.
Ach, Luigi, if this really happened, what you said about the bus, then you are doing the wrong thing. You shouldn't joke the thumb, you should joke the company.
Oh, Luigi, they might give you $500 for the thumb.
No, thanks. I'm not going to sell.
You little dummkopf. I remember once my brother Ludwig stepped off a streetcar, got shoved by a taxi into a bus, and the bus knocked him 11 feet. Just then a cop came along.
Who was a lucky thing for a Ludwig, huh?
What lucky? The cop gave him a ticket for jaywalking. Smile, Luigi. I'm just trying to cheer you off.
Schultz, you really think Luigi should ask the company for money?
Why not? Luigi, you got it to open and shut up case. Take my advice.
Well, I don't know, Schultz.
Go ahead, Luigi. What can you lose by asking them? Can the bus company make trouble for you? Can they hound you? Can they lock you up in jail?
Schultz, can they?
Why not? After all, you're only inhuman.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale. Oh, Pasquale, I'm in a terrible trouble.
Trouble, trouble, trouble. Since I'm a bringing you from Italy, always you getting into trouble. Oh, why wasn't I smart enough to bring over here Perry Como? There's the fella who's a hat of nothing. Today he's making a fortune with his own barbershop. Well, my little pumpkin ahead, what's your trouble now?
Oh, Pasquale, it's a long story. Yesterday when I'm going to school, the bus is stuck. Suddenly I'm going to fall down and I hurt my thumb. I'm asking the class for help, for Schultz to say, ask them for money. But this morning I'm going to get a letter from the bus company because the driver is taking my name and address. What's the problem I got?
So, what do you expect when you go for information to a bird brain like a Schultz, when all the time you can come to Pasquale for facts whose head is a ticker with them?
You're so right, Pasquale. You're the biggest dickhead I know.
That's a funny thing. When I'm a say it, it's a come out of difference. Well, give me the letter you got, and maybe I can still save you.
All right, here.
Mm-hmm. Ooh-hoo. Uh-huh. Oh-hoo. Bad, bad.
Pasquale, you're hauling the letter upside down.
That's the way you hand it to me. Well, let me see. Dear Mr. Basco, C.U.S. Police.
What the Pasquale is to say, see us, please?
All right, all right. Come tomorrow at 10 a.m. Hey, Luigi, what for they want to see you in the nighttime?
Pasquale, a.m. is the main morning.
Who's asking you? Now, let me finish. When you come tomorrow, ask for Mr. Fenton, who's the head of our clams department.
That's the clams department.
Luigi, if you keep interrupting, how do you expect to learn anything? Oh, is there no doubts about it? You in the worst of trouble of your life.
Huh?
Biggest crime in this country is to fall down in a public vehicle and strike your thumb on a bus. And you know why?
Why?
That's what they call a bus strike. Interference with a transportation.
Mamma mia, Pasquale, what am I going to do?
There's only one way out for you, the American way. You got to sue.
Sue?
Ah, that's the meaning of you taking the bus company to court and you take away everything they got.
Pasquale, what am I going to do with all of those buses?
Oh, you stupid boob. You don't get all of the buses. You win, you get maybe five or six. Dumb question this man asked.
But, Pasquale, isn't this a nicer thing to do? Sue a bus company?
What are you talking about, Luigi? In America, everybody's a Sue. Look, if you go in a restaurant, the waiter's to drop a hot plate of soup down your neck. You don't wipe it off, you Sue. You walk on the street, you trip on a piece of sidewalk. Before you hit the ground, there's already a lawyer there helping you sue.
The way they do things in America?
That's a common sense, Luigi. Judges have to live. You know, judges are done to get any commissions on the traffic tickets. The cops, so they keep all of the money.
Well, but, buddy, if I was a... So, like you say, sue this bus company, what would it be like?
Well, Luigi, all the kinds of suits. Let me explain to you. There's the lawsuits, the civil suits, the criminal suits, and just the plain suits. I have to call a herring a bone.
But, Pasquale, what kind of suit is it called if I'm a suit about the company?
Well, it depends. Are you liable to get money from them? Are they liable to get money from you? You liable to go to jail? Anything's liable to happen. That's what they call a libel suit.
I'm going to go to jail. If you don't mind, Pasquale, I'm right there not to sue.
Luigi, the choice is a no more with you. Look at the letter the buster companies are sending you. See that red seal on it?
Yes, sir.
That don't mean the company's approval by good housekeeping. In this country, red is a mean only one thing. FBI is investigating you.
But, Father, all I'm going to do is just fall under my thumb.
Stop with the propaganda. First thing we're going to do is hire you a lawyer.
A lawyer? How am I going to afford the one?
Cost you nothing. The lawyers, you get a half of what you get. Of course, I'm getting a little something for my advice.
But, Pasquale, what if they don't give me money and they send me to jail?
Well, Luigi, in that case, we're not selfish.
Yes, sir?
We let you keep the whole thing.
And now for the second act of Luigi Vasco's adventures in Chicago, we turn to page two of his letter to his mother in Italy.
And so, Mamma Mia, I'm asking a question. If a man is to fall down in a bus, what should happen? He should pick himself up, no? Not in America. Over here, when you fall down in a bus, the driver is taking your name. He's make a people fill out the cards. The bus company is sending you by the letter. You got to hire a lawyer, go to see the doctor, sue. Then there's a judge, a jury, witnesses, and an insurance company. Before you know it, the 50 people they're making a living from you come. Anyway, I'm supposed to go to the bus company today, but the Pasquale is telling me no go. Wait to hear till he's coming with a lawyer. I don't know what the kind of fellow he is, but I think he must be something like me. Very shy. Because in Pasquale's restaurant, I hear people talk about him and they call him a shyster. Well, anyway,
Anyway, Mamma Mia, I'm a think it's a lot of trouble to go through to get back a $10 back of the bill from the bus company. When is it to come up, Pasquale, with his lawyer?
Luigi, well, how's it feel you, Tom? Bad? That's good.
No, it is just a little sprain, Pasquale.
What do you know? Luigi, I want you should meet your lawyer, Mr. Prescott. Mr. Prescott, that's the Luigi Bosco, fella who was a run over by a bus.
But I wasn't a run over.
Quiet.
Hello, Mr. Prescott.
Don't shake hands with a fractured thumb. Mr. Bosco, it's a wonder to me how you could stand up under that excruciating pain that must be racking your body.
Isn't that so bad, Mr. Prescott?
Luigi, I'm going to break your neck. Who's to know better how your thumb feels? Are you or this smart lawyer who went through college?
I'm a study for school.
That's quite all right, Mr. Bosco. I know how you feel. You've been through a terrible experience and you don't want to talk about it. Now, Mr. Basco, how much money do you think you deserve for this dreadful experience you've been through because of the callous negligence of a public carrier?
Nobody was carrying me. I was on a bus.
Luigi, in plain words, tell the man how much money you want.
Well, if you think I should have money, $10 for the doctor bill will be enough.
$10? Luigi, Mr. Prescott is going to walk right out on you. You've got to ask him for bigger money.
$25?
Oh,
Mr. Basco, the mental anguish, the pain and suffering you've been through cannot be paid for in dollars and cents.
Then maybe we'll drop the case.
Luigi, talk like that is un-American. Go ahead, Mr. Prescott.
However, Mr. Basco, since your misfortune must be measured in terms of money, I would place the value in the thousands.
Thousands?
Sure, Luigi. Look at that swollen thumb. You realize how expensive is it going to be for you? Say you go bowling. You can't put that thumb in a regular ball. You've got to have a special one made of you.
But, Pasquale, I'm going to never go bowling.
You should. It's a very healthy exercise.
Mr. Basco, Mr. Pasquale has brought up a rather obscure case. But I can see where the loss of the use of a man's thumb would ruin his life. If he were about to embark on a career as a concert pianist.
Huh? Was this a concert pianist?
You.
Me?
You lucky puppy.
Yeah, but I was never played the piano.
Luigi, when you was having that accident on the bus, I was about to send over a teacher.
Now, you'll have to give up those concerts in the Hollywood Bowl. That's easily $10,000-$15,000.
$15,000.
Then there's the cancellation of your triumphant return tour of the Middle West. $10,000.
$10,000?
And forfeiting that $5,000 concert at Carnegie Hall. Of course, not to mention the loss of your friendship with Toscanini, which cannot be measured in dollars and cents.
Then remember we drop
it. Shut up, Luigi!
Then, of course, your command performance before the king and queen is through.
Sure.
Naturally, you can't take any of the money out of that country. But you could have come out with $3,000 worth of cashmere sweaters.
That's a lot of cash.
From there, you would have swung over to Paris.
Luigi, my fellow pooper. Well, Luigi, what's with you and the thumb?
Sure, so I don't know what's happening. All I know is I'm got a piano in my bedroom and I'm suing a bunch of companies for $100,000.
Luigi, nobody's thumb is worth $100,000, unless maybe if he's a butcher. Now tell me, what's this with the piano?
Well, Pasquale is a bring a lawyer. He's just telling me with this a better thumb, I'm not going to make $100,000. Because the Toscanini is a mad to me and I'm not going to play for the King of England. And that's why I'm going to get a piano in my bedroom.
Luigi, are you for shimmers? Luigi, do you know you are committing perjury?
Perjury?
Yeah, for that, when you got to court, they can take away from you the citizen papers.
But I might have forgot the citizen papers.
But they take away any papers they catch you with. The Chicago Times.
Pasco, do you know me? The last thing I'm going to do is to tell a lie.
Yes.
But Pasquale is telling me I'm a got to. Otherwise, the bus company is sending me to jail. Look at this letter the bus company is sending me.
Let me see that.
Ach, you stupid cop. This means they want to settle with you. You go down there right now. Talk with them and get it over with.
Sure, Tamir, you're right. I'm going to go right there now. You think I'm going to get into trouble?
Of course not. And don't be so worried. Cheer up, Luigi. Be like me. Smile.
My rheumatism is killing me.
Mr. Fenton, this is Mr. Basco. Luigi Basco. You have his file on your desk.
Thank you, Mr. Young Lady. Mr. Fenton, I was working all over your big Buster building, but I was no able to find your claims officer department. I would have come 2 hours sooner, but you see.
Yes, it's quite plain, Mr. Basco. Sit down.
Thank you. Here's your letter. And like you say, I should have come here, and I'm bringing my thumb.
Where is it?
Right here on my left hand.
Not your thumb, the letter. I see your thumb. You've got about 3 yards of bandages on it, splints and a brace. Your doctor didn't do that, did he?
No, it wasn't my lawyer. Listen, Mr. Fenton, I don't want to make a trouble.
Well, good. Cigar?
Oh, no, thank you. I'm never smoking. Once, a long time ago in Italy, my Uncle Pietro, he gave his goat a cigar to smoke. And the poor goat, he get so dizzy, he gave 2 quarts of milk without the hit in a pail.
Now, Mr. Basco, let's get down to cases. I received your lawyer's letter this morning. $100,000. That's preposterous. You people think you can go around making nuisance claims for big money.
Mr. Basco, please. I'll be happy to go home and forget.
Oh, so that's your attitude. You're not willing to discuss with me. You think you'd do better by bringing this case to trial. Let me tell you, our bus company has a 39-year record of public service equal to none. And the courts know that.
I'm going to know that too, Mr. Fenton. I think you got a very nice buses. My favorite color is the yellow with the green.
Is it? Oh, sarcastic, eh? I suppose you have some suggestions on how to improve our service.
Oh, no. Well, maybe one. You know how your driver is always a yellow step up to the rear of the bus? Well, I think you should make the rear of the bus twice as big as the front. But then the driver can have the whole front for himself.
Oh, so that's what you're getting at. As your lawyer's letter states, you intend to prove that our driver used loud, coarse, and abusive language. Well, Mr. Basco, that has never happened in our buses. And I'll prove it to you right now.
Oh, please, Mr.
My secretary, Miss Burton, has sent for the driver involved in your accident. Miss Burton, is our driver outside? Good. Send him in. Come in, Mr. Hetherington. Mr. Basco, is this the bus driver?
Yes, sir, that's him.
Hetherington, Mr. Basco says that you use coarse and abusive language with him. Is this true?
Mr. Fenton, far be it from me to impugn the gentleman's integrity. But it has constantly been a source of infinite satisfaction to me to convey my passengers to their destinations with the utmost safety, security, and dispatch.
Huh?
There, Mr. Basco, you have the truth from our driver's own mouth.
I think since yesterday he's a change of his mouth.
Hetherington, do you remember this passenger?
Indubitably.
Inhobitably?
Indubitably. He boarded my bus at approximately 8 p.m.
What makes you remember this passenger?
Well, when I opened the door, he entered and shouted at me, "Good evening, sir."
No, I'm a shot.
Just a minute, Mr. Basco.
He then handed me 10 pennies, throwing my coin changer completely off balance.
Go on.
He then threw himself upon the floor, causing the bus to swerve, thereby endangering the lives of my passengers.
Mamma mia, if I'm going to have $100,000, I'm going to give it to you.
In that case, Mr. Basco, will you sign this paper releasing us from all claims?
All right, sir.
I'm looking for Luigi Basco. Oh, there you are, you stupid boob. But come outside. I want to talk to you.
But we were discussing...
I'm going to discuss it with him first outside, and then we come back. So Schultz is no better than me, huh? You go down to bus the company yourself, huh? Well, what's happened?
Oh, Pasquale, he's terrible. They bring in this bus driver. All of a sudden, he's a talk like Ronald Coleman. is to prove I'm a start the action, and they say I should sign a release of papers.
Sign a release? Mm-hmm. Luigi, you know what that's a mean when an immigrant is to sign a release?
What?
Once you sign the paper, you release yourself from the United States. You're never going to come back.
Mama mia, Pasquale, what am I going to do?
Well, my lawyers are very angry with you, but I think I can still get them back on your case. But this time, I'm no helping you for money or for friendship. This time is for something that's bigger than both of us.
I know, it's Rosa.
That's right. You hit the nail right out of her head. I'm a caller right now. Rosa! Rosa! Rosa!
You called me, Papa!
Yes, yes. Come here, my little butterfly. Rosa, say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Rosa.
Rosa, Luigi's thinking of marrying you and going on a honeymoon. What do you say to that?
Luigi, can I go along with you?
Shut up, you face. All right, so Luigi, now we call up the lawyer to come right down. Damn, I have got the money for the phone booth. You got a nickel, Luigi?
No, all I got is a quarter.
Papa, I got 5 pennies.
Good. Well, Luigi, take these 5 pennies and go inside and ask that claims the fella for a nickel.
All right. Excuse me, Mr. Fontana, you got a nickel for 5 pennies?
No, I'm sorry. Perhaps Mr. Hetherington has.
Mr. Bus Driver, you got a nickel for 5 pennies?
Pennies!
What?
Nobody's ever got a nickel, a dime, or a quarter.
Control yourself, Mr. Hetherington.
Step to the rear of the bus!
Mamma mia, now he's talking with his own mouth. Please, you give me a nickel, I'm going to call up at the
lawyer. No, Mr. Basco, please, that won't be necessary. I'll sign a $50 check to you this instant if you'll close the case.
Please, I'm just doing a stay in America.
Mr. Basco, you'll have no trouble. Just take this money and make me happy.
All right.
Well, Luigi, what's the case with you? Ain't he going to call my lawyer?
No, Pasquale, case is a closer. Now I'm going to go home.
Wait till Luigi, what about Rosa?
Goodbye, Pasquale. Like the driver and say, step to the rear with the U-Bus. And so, mamma mia, I've never thought after so much trouble, everything is to come out so fine. But the company is to give me $50. From this, I'm going to give Pasquale as a lawyer $25 for talking to me. $10 to Pasquale is $35. $10 a rental of the piano is $45. $2 for the bandage, which makes $47, which leaves me nothing. Well, I'm going to get $3, but I'm going to count that like nothing. Because tomorrow when I'm going to school, I'm taking a taxi. Good night, Mamma Mia. And Mamma Mia, you take care of yourself when you cross in the street. You never can tell where those goats. You'll have understand Luigi Basco, the immigrant.
Production and is written by Mack Benoff and Lou Derman and directed by Mack Benoff. J. Carroll Nash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hans Conrad as Schultz, Mary Shipp as Miss Spaulding, and Jody Gilbert as Rosa. Music is under the direction of Lynn Murray. Bob Stevenson speaking. For stories on the merry side of marriage, follow the adventures of the young couple in Young Love every Monday night on most of these same CBS stations. Be sure to hear Young Love tomorrow night. And now stay tuned for the latest madcap adventures of your favorite teenager, Corliss Archer, who follows immediately on most of these same CBS stations. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.